This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Make sure to go online, shoot us an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to kick it off with Terry. Hi, Terry.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
You talk about several times about don't dream anymore. I haven't dreamt for many, many years, and I really miss it.
And so, have you been under a lot of stress for the last 5 years or so?
Oh, definitely. Since 2004.
What happened?
I mean, even way before that. And lots of stress. However, now I'm able to internalize, and it turned out that I think that God has planned it in such a way that even though I thought it was a horrible thing that happened to me, it's become a blessing. So I'm peaceful now, but I still don't dream.
But you went through a real tough phase. And ever since you went through that phase with all the kind of the tough times that you went through, the dreaming stopped, right? And you never regained it.
Never regain.
Okay.
Even though I'm peaceful now.
Okay. How's your memory, though?
You mentioned about imagination and dreams and all. I miss all of that.
What about your memory? How is your memory? Do you feel like it's
fading?
My
memory is bad.
Okay. Well, they go hand in hand.
Well, that comes with age. I'm 75.
Well, you're still a spring chicken. Don't give me that. So, age doesn't really play a big factor in that. Memory can stay as long as your acetylcholine levels in your brain will remain high. And you keep those high, number one, by avoiding stress, which you could not do for a while. So when you're under high amounts of stress, if you don't support yourself nutritionally, then the acetylcholine levels can drop, and when they drop, memory drops and dreaming will drop. So the ways to raise that back up, there's several things you can do, and it takes time. This is not going to happen overnight. Okay, this will take time, especially knowing that you've been under a stressful situation for a while that has kind of put you in this position. But the way to raise it up, there are certain foods that will help on a regular basis, and those foods are all the higher protein foods, chicken, fish, beef, organic and grass-fed, of course, hormone-free, of course, as much as possible. But the fats, too. See, the fats play a big role, especially things like salmon. So fish that are really, really good but contain healthy fats in them will raise acetylcholine levels. The salmon's really good. Your healthy omega-3 fats, things like cod liver oil, the oil, not the gel caps, all phenomenal at raising your acetylcholine levels. Now, there's certain supplements, though, that are very helpful, too, that we know. All right, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P, is a version of vitamin B6, and it has got great research behind it in raising those levels of acetylcholine in the brain. Lecithin, or phosphatidylcholine, it's found in egg yolks, and we know that. I mean, if you don't, and I'll tell you this, this is instant. If you ever want to see if it's an acetylcholine issue, here's a little remedy, if you will, like a whole home remedy. You can get lecithin at the health food store. Try taking lecithin. I'll tell you how I learned this. I learned this in medical school. And one of my teachers told me, which I was always fascinated with nutrition, always have been, obviously. And my teacher said, if you're not dreaming, which in med school, you're never dreaming because you're staying up late, you're studying nonstop, and it's just craziness. So, of course I wasn't dreaming. So he said, if you're not dreaming, which none of you are, he said, take about, I think it was like 2,000 milligrams of lecithin before you go to bed, 30 minutes before. And he goes, it will raise acetylcholine levels temporarily as you go into a deep REM stage or delta stage of sleep, and you'll dream the night. Look into the supplementation. That can be helpful. But the foods are really important. Eating healthy foods that raise acetylcholine levels are vitally important. In our Get Well University program, where we've got the book and the audio CD program that go together, you can really follow along and kind of get the both pieces of that together. So you might want to look into that and keep us posted. But just know that I know you miss it. I do. And dreaming, it's a good thing, because when you dream, you're in that deep, deep stage of sleep. And, of course, you get great rest. Your hormones regenerate. Your cells regenerate at a very high level. And you wake up the next day feeling rested, feel like you can take on the day. Makes a big difference. So look into some of that. Keep me posted, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. U.S. smoking rates, they say, have dropped rapidly. And they're slowly going down, but yet they're going at a more consistent rate, the CDC says. They're dropping down at about 19.3% right now, which is a pretty steady but yet rapid rate. For the Americans, a lot of the marketing that's going on has been helpful, so hopefully we'll continue to see the trend. Quote for the day comes from Confucius. That's old school, big time. The man of wisdom is never of two minds. The mind of benevolence never worries. The man of courage is never afraid. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Anita now. Hi, Anita.
Hello. My question is, what are the nutritional benefits of sunflower seeds and if they cause weight gain?
Okay, so you want to know if sunflower seeds are healthy?
Yes, and if they cause weight gain, and if they are healthy, what are the benefits? What are the health benefits?
Well, they're going to help your skin, hair, and nails. They're going to help hormone profiles. They're going to help you actually burn body fat, believe it or not. And you don't want to eat a ton of them, but two or three handfuls a day have been shown to be very good. I mean, your healthy fatty acids are in there, and they're unbelievable for helping your body kind of. Now, here's the deal. It will give your body the things that it needs from a fatty acid standpoint. You still need, I think, fish oil every day. I'm still a big fan of that. But understand that we don't get enough almonds and walnuts and cashews and nuts and seeds in our diets. Full of zinc. It's full of magnesium. The sunflower seeds have just tremendous benefits. But you want to cut your carbohydrate dose down. So if you're eating a lot of carbs, like breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, if you eat a lot of sunflower seeds with those kind of carbohydrates, then you can gain weight. Because when blood sugar goes up, it creates, the body wants to store body fat. And if you've got extra fat in there in the diet, it will want to store it. So you just want to keep your carbohydrates moderate. And, you know, fruits and vegetables being the better choice for those carbohydrates. But, yeah, on a regular basis, I mean, sunflower seeds are a great, great choice. Even the sunflower nut butters are really good, too. And they create a lot of benefit for the body. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you. find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area, make sure to check them out. All this lifestyle and nutrition-based care that we talk about on the show, there are folks all around the country, no matter where you are. Team is growing every single day to be able to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. You don't have to feel stuck and feel like you're frustrated. Just read an article earlier that said people have a harder time figuring out what to eat and how to be healthy more than doing taxes. Really? Don't let that stress you out, folks. We've got great people that can just walk you through and take you by the hand. Robert in Frankfort, Kentucky says, over the last 6 months, my doctor has been monitoring my blood pressure. It's been high, and he wants to put me on some medication. I really don't want to go on the meds. What foods can I eat to lower my blood pressure? Well, back up for a minute, Robert. Here's the deal. Your doctor wants to put you on meds. You need to listen to him, he or she, okay? Because the end of the day, blood pressure is not something you want to mess around with. You don't want to play around with it. It's a big deal, okay? And it is one of those health challenges that you don't want to just go all natural and try to get it balanced out. You want to make sure that you use medication for what it's meant for. It's meant to manage until you can kind of get your legs back up underneath you and start eating well, that you're educated about what to do, how to eat, how to exercise, and how to make better lifestyle choices. I mean, that's where you need to be with it. And so the key is really to make sure that you're, I mean, if you want to get on a good diet, first and foremost, I'd look at my book, Empowering Your Health, and look at the anti-inflammatory diet, and just kind of dig into it a little bit. Look at the foods that you can eat versus the ones that you can't. Look at all the different things in there that will, kind of the food choices that will bring health to your body. I mean, that's the real key, is to make sure you're choosing the right kind of foods, making sure that when you're dealing with blood pressure, that you're keeping the sodium low, yeah, but you've got to have good quality proteins, you've got to have healthy omega-3 fatty acids, and you've got to keep the carbohydrates at a moderate pace and moderate level. Exercise is key too, all right? With blood pressure, you've got to be really careful. You want to exercise, but you don't want to overdo it. And there's a big exercise that has been shown to be very helpful for blood pressure-related issues, and that's rebounding. Rebounding, jumping up and down on a mini trampoline is so important. And a mini trampoline is simple. You can get it at your local athletic store like Dick's Sporting Goods, something like that. And literally 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day has shown to be extremely beneficial for blood pressure-related issues. Also, garlic and onions, I know, may not smell the best, but hey, it can help lower blood pressure. Great research and studies on that. Supplements that are out there that are really important, green tea extract. So if you're drinking coffee, drop the coffee, switch over to the green tea, and then L-citrulline and L-arginine. They all go hand in hand together and can make a big impact in your overall health. So a couple things to think about. But blood pressure is, it's got some hereditary factors. So you got some genes in there, what grandma and grandpa passed down. So you're dealing with that, but also lifestyle. So if you gain some weight, you got to drop that, and then that needs to be part of the game plan. All right, but look into some of that. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Sue now. Hi, Sue.
Hi, I'm calling about Charlie horses, and if any answers as to what causes those and how we can prevent those.
It's usually a mineral deficiency, Sue. Charlie horses and the cramping and all that. Really, it comes down to potassium and magnesium. Sometimes calcium can play a role, but you've got to look at vitamin D. So just think about all the minerals like boron, potassium, calcium, magnesium, all of those. Think about those as it's easy to get deficient because we don't have a lot of those in our food supply that our body can utilize very well. Okay, so it's easy to get deficient. So if you get deficient, it's fairly easy for things to happen as far as the cramping and all, especially at night while you're sleeping, which that's when most people complain about it. So what we've learned is that vitamin D absorption and assimilation is always really important. Vitamin D is kind of the catalyst for all of these folks to be able to make sure they're working right. So get a blood test done. Just go to your physician, get a vitamin D3 blood test done. Pretty simple to have, but you get the vitamin D done, and they can find out exactly what's going on. Because if the vitamin D is elevated, then you should be okay. But if it's not, if it's really, really low, then calcium, magnesium, potassium, all those are going to have a hard time absorbing in the body. And you want to make sure those can balance out as much as possible. So, yeah, get the vitamin D checked. And if it's not, look into magnesium. That's your second round because we're very, very depleted. Our soil is really depleted in magnesium. And a lot of times, if you don't have enough magnesium, even in your diet, you can see a lot of those crampings begin to start. And that is not fun, I can tell you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Christina, down in Waco, Texas, says that I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. My doctor has me on Synthroid. What do you think? My hair's falling out. Well, bless your heart. It's part of it. When you've got thyroid issues, many times hair falling out is kind of a natural side effect of that. And the levothyroxine or the Synthroid they have you on, you want to stay with what your doctor's telling you to take. You don't want to be disrespectful there. They got you on it for a reason, and you want to make sure that you stick with that, okay? So, if from a nutritional perspective, a couple things to think about, all right? Iodine is a big trace mineral that we lose when you're dealing with hypothyroidism. So, you might want to look into that, do some research. There's a little iodine patch test you can do, putting a drop of iodine on your skin, seeing if it disappears within 3 hours. If it does not disappear, then you should be okay. If it does, you might want to get further testing done, like a urine test, to see if you're deficient in iodine. That can play a big role in your thyroid functioning properly. L-tyrosine is an amino acid that's extremely important for thyroid function. And also coconut oil has been shown to be helpful. If you're taking Synthroid and you've got to take medicine right now, ask your doctor about Armour Thyroid. It's a more natural version of the medication. A lot of docs don't like to use it. They've just recently reformulated it, but it works very, very well for many people, so you might want to check that out.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News.
It's a big, fat con job.
President Trump continues to support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who now faces sexual misconduct allegations from three women.
This is one of the highest quality people that I've ever met, and everybody that knows him says the same thing. And these are all false to me. These are false accusations in certain cases.
The president said he would withdraw the nomination if he thought Kavanaugh was guilty. Attorney Michael Avenatti represents a woman who said she was raped at a party that Kavanaugh attended. He was on MSNBC.
She wants an FBI investigation to be launched immediately. She is prepared to meet with the FBI, disclose everything that she knows, disclose additional witnesses.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Our wellness provider network are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. They can take you from where you are to where you need to be with your health, and you can go online there. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, the network is incredible. It's growing every single day, and it's exciting to see the folks that are joining in to be able to help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's go now to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hey, how are you?
I am living well. What's happening?
Well, I've been having some lower back pain for about 3 weeks now. It's been off and on, usually more when I wake up in the mornings, but I don't know what else to do besides go to the doctor, but I want to put that off as much as I can.
So did you do anything as far as activity-wise, or you were just going to bed, you just started going to bed and waking up and it started hurting?
I actually got a massage not too long ago, that was kind of towards the beginning. And I told him, you know, it's kind of, my lower back has kind of been hurting me just a little bit. And so he stretched my lower back. And then from there, I feel like that's intensified it.
When you laid on your stomach for the massage, is that when it hurt the most?
No. Actually, it didn't hurt through the massage. It was after the massage was done is when that it started actually hurting a lot more.
When did he do the stretching? Were you laying on your stomach or on your back?
On my back.
Okay. And what did he do to stretch you?
He put one hand on my hip bones, stretched his arm across my stomach, and then put his other hand on my lower back and stretched it that way.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Oh, no, it does. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that, okay, it sounds like, does it shoot down your leg at all or just hurt right in your lower back?
It just hurts right in my lower back.
And you haven't seen anyone yet?
No, not yet.
I would go see a chiropractic physician. Let me tell you why. I think what it is facet syndrome. And if you've ever seen a spine, there are the little bones that kind of stick out toward the back, and they angle downward, okay? If those bones end up coming backward and almost touching each other, they're little facet, little bones. They're called facets. And they're not supposed to touch. But if they touch, it can cause an immense amount of pain. A lot of times after massages and stretching, so quote-unquote stretching, that can happen. And it mimics really bad back pain, and it doesn't really go away. Does it go away as the day goes on, or is it really stiff in the morning and it kind of loosens up as the day goes?
It does. It's, I guess once I work it out a little bit on my own, it feels better. But then towards the night, it starts getting worse again. And so it's like just a vicious cycle.
Do you sit down a lot for work?
I'm up and down. I'm a receptionist.
So when you sit for a period of time, you go from sitting to standing. Does it take a little while to stand up just a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's probably facet syndrome. And I'm not, telling you that's what it is, but just, sounds like it. And they're really, that's the best route to go, because if you go traditional route, they're going to do muscle relaxers. And if you go PT, they're not really going to work on undoing the facet. They'll work on more of the muscles around it, which is not a bad idea, but it's still, I think the root is getting someone that can do more of a manipulative type treatment on it for a period of time. That can be helpful. I know you don't want to hear that, but it really will correct it, and it'll make it feel a lot better, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, even in a month's time probably, you'll be getting constant relief. I would do this though, just a little point of reference. I would go to your doctor, your family doctor, and just tell them you've had some back pain. It's been constant, and it's been happening in the mornings. Get a blood test run, okay? Just make sure. Make sure kidneys are okay. Make sure everybody's happy back there. There's no bacterial infection or anything. Because, again, you do want to rule that out. And the first thing, again, you always want to think worst first, no matter what. And with my mindset, I always lean toward the natural side. But, I mean, in the traditional side, which I've been trained as well, you have to think about bacteria, virus. You have to make sure there's nothing creeping, hanging around back there that we don't know about. And it really is a good way to go, just to get that little blood test done. They'll figure it out, and they'll say, oh, no, you're fine. They'll go for the muscle relaxers probably, and then you can make your decision from there, okay? But you definitely need to get a couple people looking at it, just to get a good game plan. You don't want to sit around and do nothing. Don't wait. Don't be like a guy, because what we do is, is we'll sit there and go, oh, it'll be fine. It'll work itself out. It'll just go away. These are one of those things. If it's an infection, probably won't go away. If it's facet syndrome, definitely won't go away unless you get it worked on. Okay, so go with the prospective doctors. Let them look at it, and if you need anything else, you can always call me here on the show. All right, 888-283-7272. Go online, shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Ever had bad body odor and been around someone that does? Well, not just after a workout. I'm talking about production of TMA is associated with foods rich in choline, such as organ meats, eggs, certain legumes, and saltwater fish. Excess TMA is excreted from the body in sweat, breath, saliva, and urine. So the study of 353 people with unexplained body odor problems found that 118, that's about 33%, of them had the TMAU. Odor associated with TMAU can affect social and work relationships. Imagine that. And cause psychological distress to the person, of course, that's dealing with it. So once TMAU is diagnosed, body odor can be controlled through changes in diet and other methods, the Monell researchers said. And this study was found in the American Journal of Medicine. So body odor can make a big difference. Now, there is an enzyme in this situation, but also don't forget that healthy gut means healthy odor. So if your bacterial flora is off, you might want to look into probiotics, cutting out gluten from the diet, making sure that you're eliminating all foods that would create any kind of sensitivity down in the digestive tract, keeping it as clear as possible. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Brad now. Hi, Brad.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Couple questions here. I have two children that they're ages 15, a boy, and 21, a girl.
Okay.
And they've been, you know, struggling with acne at that age. They were on Bactrim, and then we took them off Bactrim, and then our daughter went on spironolactone, and we're taking her off that too because we really don't want her on any of the sulfur drugs or any, you know, antibiotics or anything. And we're just trying to figure out what is the best nutritional route to take without using the pharmaceuticals like that, because it's probably not a good thing to be taking it all the time.
You know, with the acne especially, I mean, it really comes down to coming off the milk products and the dairy products, homogenized, pasteurized milk. That's a big one. Because your bacterial flora, especially when you've been taking antibiotics, a lot of times it's kind of in the standard course of action for really bad acne outside of Accutane, which came along about 20 years ago or so. But when, you know, now with the antibiotics, still it's really tough. If you don't follow antibiotics with probiotics as far as the supplement goes, the bacterial flora gets really, really messed up and doesn't serve anyone well. So making sure that you get that balanced out, making sure that taking probiotics, fermented foods, of course, goat's milk yogurt, I'm a big fan of. But the kefir is really good, all the fermented vegetables, kimchi, and we talk about that a lot. But it's important. I mean, getting the right kind of foods in when you're dealing with acne, because skin conditions are not outside in. We think they are. We think the whole clogged pore theory is just a bunch of bunk. It really is. Oily skin, it was big business for skin products for, I mean, 20-something years, 30 years probably. But we're getting a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, and skin conditions always come from the inside out. You fix the gut, you can fix the skin, period. I don't care what the infomercials say, you fix the gut, you fix the skin. And now, it's good to have cleansers and creams and all that that are organic in nature and they don't have a lot of harsh chemicals. That's always good for healthy skin and taking care of your skin. But when it comes down to clearing acne, which is coming from the inside, the dermis and the epidermis, and there are oil glands that are affected, yes. There's bacteria in there, yes. But that's the key. It's bacteria. Where's that bacteria coming from? Not from the outside in, but from the inside out. Where did that come from? The gut. Clean the gut. Get the right bacteria going on in the gut. You're going to have healthy skin. I mean, it's amazing. Put somebody on a fast. Go on a fast for like 3 days. If you don't believe it. You got terrible skin, go on a fast for 3 days. Make sure your doctor knows about it. And do probiotics, drink plenty of water, chicken broth, beef broth, and have someone guide you in the process. Watch what happens to your skin. See if your skin's not glowing in 3 days. Even a week. I mean, after you do the cleanse and the fast. So it's amazing. Literally, our skin is a direct reflection of what's going on with us emotionally, but also internally. Within our eating habits and our lifestyle habits, it's critical. So very, very important, and it's a great note on that. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news, because if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out many times. Get well, stay well, and live well. So you don't have to be stuck where you are. The hope that we have is that you can change. Change your lifestyle, change you and your health.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Care providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. So if you need someone to guide you along the way, I mean, the network is growing every single day. Folks all around the country that can take care of you. So if you are wanting to make a kind of a shift in your world, in your life, and go to the next level, our wellness providers can do that for you. Louise, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I went to the doctor with pain on my right side under my rib cage, and I had an ultrasound, and I did not have gallstones. It's mostly after I eat, and when I take a deep breath, it hurts. They did a nuclear test and found out that my gallbladder was functioning at 6%, and the pain isn't bad enough to have surgery just to relieve the pain, but I'm calling to find out if it's causing any damage to my system to have a gallbladder functioning at 6%, and if there's anything I can do besides surgery.
Yeah, the 6%, I mean, that's kind of a big deal, but I'll tell you what, at least it's functioning, and that's the good news. So it is functioning at a good level, and there's not too much that you need to worry about as far as surgery, unless it's getting to the point where there's possibly a stone that's blocking, but you're saying there's none. There's no stones. So I would just continue to talk to the doctor and come up with a game plan from there. There's certain flushes you can do. There's a liver gallbladder flush where you do for 3 days. You can drink a solution of apples, and you can either juice them or blend them, however you want to do it, like a Vitamix blender or a regular juicer. But you mix half and half organic apples with water, and then you drink that, sip on that solution for about 3 days, and then the evening of the third night, about 3 hours before bed, you do 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil and 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice, and it is not tasty, but it'll stimulate contraction of cholecystokinin, which is a hormone that causes the gallbladder to contract, and many times if it's got some sludge or things in there, it can push the sludge out and get things working a little bit better. So that's just one option to look into. And I know it's kind of frustrating, and you know, the doctors probably aren't giving you a whole lot except surgery because of the 6%. But if there's nothing blocking it from everything we've learned. And again, I was taught traditional as well, but just met with a lot of folks, a lot of doctors in through the years. And even if there's no blockage, there's a potential to keep it in there. It's just getting the sludge out. And, of course, sticking with a really good diet overall can be a big key for that. So just something to think about, because I know that it's frustrating and it's kind of scary. You're like, I don't really want to get surgery and have my gallbladder cut out. You can also take certain supplements that can help support the gallbladder. Just so you know, glycine and taurine are the two amino acids that actually make the bile salts, and they can stimulate and help things work better. So those two can be very, very helpful. And lay off the fats while you're working on this. Not completely, because you want your omega-3 fats. It's always important. But you want to lay off them as much as possible, because the more fat you eat, the harder that the gallbladder has to work, the more it's going to contract and all that kind of thing. So just keep that in mind as you're going through that. Physical education now, they're saying, is good for health. Or for kids' grades, well, we always knew that. That's why we always had recess. I mean, I don't know about you, but back in the day, and I've heard kids aren't even really doing this now, but back in the day it was like dodgeball, and I just couldn't wait to get out of the classroom. My gosh, get me out of the building. Sunshine, go out and play. And I just remember like an hour went by so fast, I didn't even want to come back in. And we're in the middle of like a baseball game, softball game, or whatever, and you'd take it in. But nowadays it's hard to get kids out there running around. But they know that it's better for your grades. So boosting students' level of physical education improves their grades, a new study says. Swedish researchers followed more than 200 school children starting from first through third grade for 9 years. And some children were assigned to an intervention group that received physical education 5 days a week, plus extra training in motor physical skills such as balance and coordination. The other children were assigned to a control group. And the study showed that 96% of students in the intervention group achieved grades that made them eligible to advance upper secondary school, compared with 89% of students in the control group. And the difference was especially evident among boys, 96% in the intervention group and 83% in the control group. But the study also found that about 93% of the students in the intervention group had very good motor skills and physical skills. So they said physical education has been pared down from 3 lessons a week to 1 or 2 with recent schools and what they're providing for the kids. I think it's important. I think it's important that our kids have full access to physical education and almost be forced on it a little bit, because kids will get lazy if you let them. You let them go sit in the corner and play their PS2 or whatever it is, PlayStation game, they'll sit there and do it. So it's about getting kids out, getting them involved, and we're living in that digital era now where it's easier to just sit around and play games and get in front of that computer and not get out and really make a difference, interacting with other kids, playing, running around, getting the heart rate up, and actually enjoying life a little bit that way. It's just becoming kind of secondary, something that's kind of old school. We need to keep it new school. I think it's vitally important for our kids' health and as they grow older to create better habits for them as well. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, this is the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Or diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.